A devastating blow to STEP Finance, the Solana DeFi ecosystem, just took a huge hit this week. STEP Finance, a big name in portfolio management and aggregation on the network, admitted to a major security breach. Their treasury wallets got hacked, and it's not looking good.
The fallout is massive. Over $27 million in SOL was siphoned off, and the STEP token, which is the lifeblood of their platform, took a brutal hit. Prices tanked by more than 90%. That's a wake-up call for everyone involved.
It's like a storm hit the community. People are scrambling, and the risks of DeFi are being laid bare. This isn't just about numbers, it's about trust, right?
The anatomy of the attack from what we're seeing on-chain. The breach targeted STEP Finance's treasury directly. That's a critical part of their infrastructure, and it's a prime target for hackers.
The attacker moved 211,650 SOL, worth $27 million, at lightning speed. That's not just a loss, it's a blow to the entire ecosystem. The market's panic is real.
The STEP token's collapse is a clear sign of the chaos. Token holders are in a frenzy, and it's a stark reminder of how volatile this space can get.
The breach shows how vulnerable centralized systems are. Even if a project claims to be decentralized, if their treasury is in a single wallet, it's a goldmine for hackers.
While many DeFi projects tout their decentralized governance, STEP Finance's case proves that without solid security, even the best frameworks can fail.
Community response and fallout. The team acted fast, issuing a public statement and urging users to revoke permissions. But that didn't calm the storm. The panic spread like wildfire.
Their response, while standard, didn't stop the backlash. The community's frustration is justified. This is a failure of trust, and it's shaking the foundation of DeFi.
The incident has turned heads. People are questioning if STEP Finance's security protocols were ever up to par. As a hub for Solana, their failure to protect funds is a big red flag.
The debate is now about whether their governance model, mixing on-chain and off-chain decisions, actually worked. It's a tough question, but one that needs answers.
The broader risks of smart contract flaws and poor key management are now in the spotlight. Even with Solana's speed and efficiency, this shows how fragile the system is.
Users are realizing that no project is immune to security lapses. The lack of transparency here has only deepened the distrust.
Critics are pointing fingers, and it's hard to blame them. STEP Finance didn't disclose everything, and that's a major oversight.
This lack of transparency has eroded trust in their leadership. The community is demanding accountability, and they're not getting it.
Broader implications for Solana DeFi. This isn't just a single project's problem. It's a warning shot across the entire DeFi landscape. High-profile breaches like this can shake user confidence and cast a shadow over the ecosystem.
The need for multi-signature wallets and continuous audits is clearer than ever. Even established projects can't afford to be complacent.
Solana's strengths in scalability and efficiency don't mean it's immune to security risks. The incident highlights a gap in how projects prioritize safety.
Projects must shift focus toward decentralized governance models and robust security frameworks. It's not just about building, it's about protecting.
The call for regulatory oversight is growing louder. DeFi's permissionless nature has its limits, and this breach shows how vulnerable users are without accountability.
The incident is a cautionary tale for investors and developers alike. Security isn't optional, it's non-negotiable.
This has sparked a wave of scrutiny. Users and analysts are demanding more transparency and accountability from every project.
Third-party audits are now under the microscope. While they're a step in the right direction, this breach suggests they're not enough.
Critical takeaways. This breach is a sobering moment for the DeFi world. The financial stakes are high, and the consequences of security failures are devastating.
The $27 million loss and the 90% drop in STEP's value are stark reminders of how fast things can unravel. Investors must be more cautious.
For developers, it's a wake-up call. Security has to be a core part of every project's infrastructure. No shortcuts.
The vulnerabilities in centralized systems are clear. Decentralized governance and multi-signature wallets are essential.
The Solana DeFi ecosystem faces a big test. How this project rebuilds trust will define its future.
For now, STEP Finance's breach is a painful lesson. The DeFi space must adopt stricter security practices to avoid similar failures.
This incident is a turning point. The promise of decentralization comes with heavy responsibilities, especially in safeguarding user assets.
Ultimately, this breach is a critical moment. The question now is, will the community and projects learn from it, or will the same mistakes repeat?